Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, it's a podcast, day five, lads. How are we feeling?
Tony Watt!
Where are you getting the energy, man?
By the way, singing that today and you were slaughtering me.
Bad, mate.
You're right.
To be fair, you did get a bit upset, didn't you, in the changing room?
I was buzzing off. What was all the rumours? I'm buzzing off Nisbet. I was buzzing when he came on yesterday and you was rats.
No, you did. You take side, didn't you? He's like, how's Nisbet getting on in front of me, didn't he?
Slaughtering every one of the strikers after the game yesterday.
But that is a thing, too. If you come on the live show, you're getting slaughtered on the next podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andy was pathetic. Andy Halliday was pathetic last night.
He's in his bed now, ain't he?
Somebody sent me the video.
I fell on his arm.
Pathetic.
That summed him up, didn't it?
Mate, I ripped my jeans as well. New jeans.
I'm not, can you see
ripped
much?
I was looking for.
By the way, what about yesterday? Seriously, mate, yesterday, my ma is up there. On the balcony.
Everybody's
singing her name, ain't they?
Susie.
And she's dancing and then took a turn for the worst, mate, didn't it?
What happened? Mate, that is the only time in open goal history where I've looked at you and you're like that.
Mate, she was actually properly like embraced it. She was doing that and that at the crowd, didn't she? And then she just did that and I went, oh, what if they started singing here? Mate, 500 people just gone mad at her.
Susie Slade, na 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 na.
Mate, what about
And your dad's the new founder of the Farting Army.
Farting Army.
Big jobs.
When did he start that yesterday?
He's going to come Friday. We'll get him here Friday to be man, won't we?
Is he? Kev Capaldi, top man, Tony. What
yeah,
a guy.
Lewis Capaldi's just a great guy, yeah.
How far is he up his arse? I'm surprised he's here today.
You did clock it straight away. He ran down the stairs to let him in.
He ran to let him in.
Lewis, come on. Lewis, see, mate, he's not allowed in. No, he's my mate, so he's been
He wasn't allowed in to talk to him. Came down to get me on Saturday, was a security guy.
I know, but
I must not be your mate, eh?
I know, I came and got you, mate.
No, security guy.
Oh, was it?
Aye.
But why were you not letting anybody talk to him?
Just standing round them
like that.
He kept saying, like, I had a couple of friends and I was saying he couldn't FaceTime my kids just to
pathetic
say hello.
That is pathetic. Imagine doing that to
me. Si fucking quickly jumped over and put his hand over the camera and all that.
Quite right, mate. Imagine asking him that.
No, I know. Out the night out, aye. Can you FaceTime my kids?
I know, my two mates.
Did they let you do that?
By the way, again, I'll say it. Surprisingly, he's a terrible singer, eh?
When we were singing Flowers...
He's going to end up on here, isn't he?
When we were singing Flowers, Scotland, the balcony, I turned around and says, my God, I'm so tone deaf. And I says, you get that same problem, Lewis? He went, aye.
By the way, as well, Cal Naismith talking himself up. My mate Tony Parlin took him for a fitness session yesterday, said he was terrible.
Was he? Aye.
Said he was very poor.
Aye.
Says he's one of the poorest he's had in, and he's...
Aye, he's eaten, didn't
he? Aye.
So there you go. And he done the full thing with his hat on. Have you got on Tony's Instagram?
Did
you
see that follow him?
Show that here, does he? Right, we need to say Charlie McGrew will be joining us for next tonight's at SWG3. Link to buy tickets in the description box below. And obviously, Grosvenor Sport have been amazing with us, haven't they?
Aye. Amazing.
They're up there for every show. What a team. You bet £10 on a Home Nation match, you get £30 in free bets.
Here, Simon, now I can understand why Grosvenor boosted Scotland's odds to 5-1 to get out of the group.
Totally justified. Right, we'll start with that then. Can you be surprised at starting lineup?
Very disappointed, Simon. I can totally see why Steve Clarke's went for it, because I think he's went for the tried and tested, the kind of boys that have got him there. When really, at some point, you've just got to say, nah. Get Gilmore in, somebody that can get on the ball, dictate things. No scared to take the ball in difficult positions. I don't want to say too much about Stephen Donald, because obviously that's Tony's teammate and he'll have his own opinions of him, but I just think that the young boy Nathan Patterson, for me, is more attacking, and I think we need more attacking down that right side. And I think he got off to a bad start. I think the first 10 minutes he made a wee error, and that kind of set the tone for his game. I think he maybe kind of curled up a wee bit in his shell. So it was a disappointing, and obviously the news of Tierney being fit was a big blow. And then what got me was the fact that it was a toss-up between like McGregor or Gilmore, and neither of them played.
Yeah,
that was a surprise. But hey, it's all right saying that now in hindsight. Had we got there on one yesterday, you wouldn't argue about the team.
I'm surprised that he's played the three at the back when Tierney's not playing.
Aye.
Don't get that. The only reason that formation came in was because
to fit the two
in. And then when you're putting in three centre-halves when you've got, I mean, top players sitting on the bench. I mean, Steve Clarke before the game was talking about Billy Gilmore, the experience of being running about a Champions League final and stuff like that. I was so surprised. I really do. I think he should have been playing one of them. Oh, I think Chetra better in Scotland, mate, do you?
No, Chetra probably, no.
No.
My only thing we talked about would be, Tony, if he was going to play that game, why not play them in the couple of friendlies before the tournament?
No.
If that's going to be your starting 11, see the Luxembourg game, why not play that 11? Let them get used to playing each other.
What Kev said about Sods never let Scotland down.
Yeah. No.
Even yesterday, like, there was worse than Sods in that park. I don't think he had a bad game. He always does a good job. Robertson gets up the line for Scotland on the left. Sods does it on the right. Sods is also an out ball for long balls to the right. He's got a good role at Scotland, and I think there was other things that could be picked apart more than that. I think, was it the Henry sub and he put McTominay back?
Yeah.
He just took Henry off, went to a four and changed the formation. Or
see, McTominay playing there against like an Englander, I think that's fine because he goes about and wins the ball back. But seeing that deep lying role, you need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And I've said it before, I like what he does in terms of going and getting the ball back, but for sitting and getting on the
he doesn't move the ball, he doesn't lend the ball.
That's Gilmore or McGregor, mate.
Yeah. You need to, at the high level, you need to. It's all right having 50-50 possession, but if you've got somebody who can move it side to side and tire them out, and first 10-15 minutes, we were on top of them. But then we don't really move the ball side to side, we don't really keep it. Everyone's long diags and let them get back into shape, and that's not going to, at international level, that's not going to hurt opposition. They've just got to shift over with the ball. You need to actually move it and break the lines, and I just felt Scotland, everyone was across the back three. Or
I think we could have moved it quicker. I think we could have kept it longer. I think sometimes we kind of ran out of ideas, and we did hit that wee diag to Lyndon Dykes. He's not going to win every ball, and even if he does win a ball, he's no guarantee he's going to find one of your teammates with it. And I just thought that had we been a wee bit more attacking, with a bit more intensity about our game, I think we could have really put the Czechs under pressure. Whereas because we haven't put them under pressure, that gives them a hope of getting in. Don't get me wrong, their goal, was it against the run of play? It wasn't really against the run of play, but they had three or four consecutive balls into the box.
No, I said that after
and it
the
was,
goal.
We shouldn't have been allowing that to happen.
There was too many crosses, too many corners, too many.
Yeah.
Eventually, one of them's got to get put right on
that's
the money
exactly.
And they've got to head
it. See, that's what you're going to play, Tony. You know you're going to put crosses in the box. Why not go with two strikers?
No. I know,
I'm the same, mate.
I think
Armstrong and Christie are very similar as well. Do you need both of them?
Do you know what my biggest fault with it was? McGinn, Armstrong and Christie's best positions are all probably number 10.
10, uh-huh.
And to control the midfield, you can't play two number 10s in the number 8 position in the actual central midfield.
Yep.
And it was three attacking midfielders behind Dykes. At least just go either McGregor and McTominay or Gilmore and McTominay and then just play one of them or two of them off.
Good point.
Off Dykes, you could play even 3-4-1-2 or 3-4-2-1, but it was as if there was two number 10s in the middle of the park, and they're more attacking, they're more getting on the end of stuff, finish balls for
that's
running
playing with two 10s, that's fine if you're going to dominate possession and play that sort
plus
of way, but we're not playing like that, we're putting the ball wide to get crosses in the box.
Yeah. And you've got so Christie, so it makes it three of them.
What James should have started. How good was he? Not imagine.
I'm on the James of Forest train, I've got to.
He was excellent when he came
on. Yeah, he was.
And I think, listen, and I keep on saying this, and it's not because, listen, we know how good he is, but maybe against England, I could understand that you maybe go with a Patterson or a Sods or whatever it is, because they're going to, but when you're at home the first game, get players like that on.
Do you think it was a poor timing that we got the Czechs first? I think it would have been better if we got a more defensive game first.
No, because I think you could have.
You don't want your, a great opportunity.
You don't want your attacking game straight away because you don't want to go your full out attacking team, do you? First game, you'd rather go defend, maybe get a bit ahead of steam.
It's the problem. It's the problem because we've got Croatia last and England right bang in the middle. Do we look at it as that if we didn't get something off of the Czechs, could we go to Wembley, get a draw and then beat Croatia? Or had we got, say, England first out the way, then you know you had to go the juggernaut and go for the two.
And it's a free hit
because
England.
England's right in the middle of the two, no say easier games, but two of the games, because obviously watching Croatia all night against England, we've got to fancy ourselves to, if we can just tweak things a wee bit, I think we would fancy ourselves. And I think that's how Steve Clark will approach it. I think Wembley, Friday night, if we could get a point there, which is going to be a big ask, but I don't think it's too great an ask. I think we could beat Croatia and still finish with 4 points. I think that would guarantee getting through, whether it be in second place or whether that be in
third,
as in a fourth, does, one of the four runner-ups.
But does he know his strongest team?
Aye. He's going to have to tinker it again on Friday to try and get a draw, but at the same time, have an eye on what we could do possibly against Croatia. So I don't think he'll tinker too much.
Who do you think he'll go with?
I'm optimistic, though, because I think Steve Clark, I've said this before, I think Steve Clark's better against better opposition when we're the underdogs.
Yeah.
So I actually do fancy us to get a result more against England and a Croatia than I do against the Czech Republic, because I don't think he's an attacking-minded manager. Pretty much, Paul. Two goals conceded. Can we pick them apart? I know you've said sods. I agree that I thought there was others that were equally as performance level as sods, but for me, my pet hate as well, as Andy said it yesterday as well, stopping crosses.
Aye,
you need to get out and stop a cross, man. You can't let a cross, especially when they've got a striker like your man.
You've seen it coming,
checking
didn't
the
you?
Box.
You've seen the first goal coming, it was.
But it ends up dishevelled, didn't it? Because sods ends up left back, didn't it?
Aye, they just kept getting like crosses in the box, and if you know you're going to defend crosses, you just need to everybody get tight and just make sure you're clear and everything, and then everybody was pulled all over the place. And the boy gets a good header, and it looked as if it was coming, to be fair, but that kind of 2-3 minute spell.
Don't get me wrong, like that. In terms of a headed goal, it was an unbelievable header.
Aye,
like, let's not beat about it. It was 9 times out of 10, that doesn't go in from there, because it's coming back from him. He's managed to get the power on it and put it. It's landed right in the bottom corner. It is a fantastic header. But like you say, I'm not saying it's Stephen O'Donnell's fault, no getting out there tighter. He possibly could have got out there a wee bit closer and maybe instead of standing, just keep going towards the ball and make the boy make a decision
what,
with the cross.
What
maybe
makes the header so good, but it looked as if the boy, Sods closed the angle off and the boy crossed it over Sods's right
inside
side. And the boy took a step back and the boy's done all the work. The cross, usually you say the cross has done all the work and the boy just guides it. The boy's done world it to get
got
it in.
Strong neck muscles, isn't he? He's got strong muscles. What is it? Neck muscles, what is that feed in?
Exactly. He's
having
done the hood. By the way,
he would
be a fat one
side,
don't
he? Yes, he?
No, no, no.
He's putting himself in for a coaching job,
yeah.
He's using through
job.
I've heard through the lines, sixes and eights.
Aye, the eights and that, two that, tens.
That makes me cringe a bit, see, when I say sixes and eights. That, I try and get back to the central midfield and the
he's
the
a dark arts, he's part of the dark arts, isn't
he? Break the lines.
Break the lines, mate, that's it. By the way, done. What is that?
What was the one you done on the bus before? It's like with Steve Frail. Do you remember that?
No, but that's a bit of honour. I try and keep my.
Oh, do you like that one?
No, I try and keep it down.
Do you need an ice lolly or something?
No.
Just get beaten, you started like an ice lolly.
Oh, no, it was a tournament. We were in Germany.
You're a good
This is a dark day.
When I was young, I was mad. Do you know what I mean? I came for Airdrie. I'd never been through a youth academy, nothing. So, see, when I first went to Celtic for the first year, the amount of slaps in the wrist I got were incredible, because
slaps
I never
in
knew.
In the arse.
Preferred the one in the arse. At half time, I was having a stinker in the tournament in Germany, and I don't like being away. So I was gutted, head down in that, and there was gummy bears at half time. And I think we're 2-0 down or something. I was having a stinker, so they wanted to slot him, probably slotted me for the full 50 minutes half time, and took a handful of gummy bears. Steve Frail came to me and went, "You, with a handful of gummy bears, you're already a fat." I was sitting there like that, huffing out of second half, getting nothing out of me. And honestly, but I went for full time and I was, what was that like in the runs?
Oh, horrendous.
You were doing 12 second runs were about 16, 17 seconds. It just wasn't the. I wasn't tuned in to doing
it. I'm telling you, there was one on the bus. I think it was that same tournament, and they beat in listen, we're not need nonsense now, like, you're not eating it and bad, and Steve Frails, and he's sucking it, like, and he's falling at the back.
What's that? What was it? You heard Cal Naismith getting done with the telly as well.
Oh.
You had something similar, eh?
I get done, aye.
Where about?
As that Hamilton.
Well, who are you with, your missus?
Aye, we were living with her mum and dad. We were just back for, I think I was just back for some foreign country. I've been to a few, ain't I? In maybe Belgium this time, and it was in between for then I signed with St Johnson. And I was bang on Fortnite at the time, like addicted to the PlayStation, and I had myself a wee 15-inch monitor playing on it, and I was like, time to upgrade to a TV. Big massive one, like for the room anyway, yeah. 45, 50-inch, and I was like, time to upgrade and go to Asda, put her in for a shopping. Fate happens, somebody pulls in the car behind me, big van. Big man, you want to buy a TV? So yes. Cheaper than the shops. Shouldn't be saying that, by the way, because probably shouldn't be doing dodgy dealings. And I was like, yes, come on. And I listened to the podcast yesterday, so that's why it's fresh in my mind. And it's like buzzing. Big man's like, TV's in the back here, 180 quid. So I'm like, come on, man. Which size? 45, 50 inches. It's like, right, sound. Let me go to the cash machine. Walked round at Asda Hamilton. I don't know if you've been there, front door, and then you walk round. Yeah, it's like a wee dark alley. Uh-huh. So I was like, I put my pin in that and covered it because I knew the boy was dodgy, and he was like, you know what, do you two for 300? I was like, oh, come on, 300 quid out, there you go, big man. Bubble wrap, it was like you said, wrapped in bubble wrap, pristine. And then see when you go into the shop, it's got like the wee colour chart.
Yeah.
It's like a wee kind of rectangle.
It's the energy rating thing.
Aye. So it had that on it, Sellotape, so it looked like it'd just been took out of the box, but that was there, so it was as if they just robbed them all. Shouldn't be saying I'm buying them now. Took them all out of the boxes and just sat them neat. And I was like buzzing. The big man was right in my car. Both of them as fast as you can, zoomed off. I was like, ah. Missus comes back out after. Gab, you won't believe it.
The deal I've just got.
I've just got a deal of the century. She's like, ah, what? And my missus is the most paranoid person. You've met her. Yeah, you met her. And she's like, ah. And
right, he did.
She's like, what are you doing? See if it's not by the book or legit. She's, and I was like, ah, Gab, honestly, deal of the century, man. Two TVs for 300 quid. What? You're buying random ones, they've not even got a receipt, nothing, blah, 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 go mad. And I was like, no, Gab, trust me, when we go home, I'll set them up. Two of them out the house and her mum's. Unwrapped them. One had a big smash in it. I was like, ah.
You know, you're just thinking, what's wrong with the second day?
Opened the other one up, and it looked sound. Picked it up. It was like, ah, right, sound. Look through the back and see how usually you get a TV with a plug in it. Somebody's just snipped the wire. And I swear, she just looked at me and see when somebody gets that angry, they start greeting.
She was greeting her the other one.
No, she was that angry. See, if I spent a tenner on them, she would have still
been the same.
Because she knew it was so stupid. And she was... I was just sitting with my hat.
I can't wait people for it. I can't wait people for it.
I love that.
Have you ever heard what happened to Will of Wood when he's at Man City? Told it on here. I told him, as it said, like, it was so funny, mate. So, Will was just sitting in his house in Manchester, mate, and guys just barged through his door. Three guys, ski masks, like, chibs, and like that. We're taking everything out of your house. Will was like that, right, no worries. Standing, so, mate, they're taking everything out of his house, and they're like, at him, oh, you. Grab the telly and take it to more. So mate, he's just carrying his in more to the guy. He's carrying his in telly to the guy's more. And then at the end the guy went, fuck your Will of Wood that plays in Man City, ain't you? And Will was like, anyway, right, cheers mate, see you later.
Hell man.
That's incredible.
Some people are brazen, eh?
Well, did you ever get done yet enough?
Yeah, I probably would have done. I'll need to hear what you think when I get home this afternoon and think of some, because I think we actually used to hear guys come run at Sunderland and they would bring the white van in. And you would say, what you after the day, lads? And it'd be like a treasure trove, like goodies. But they were actually legit. But I don't know where they get them from.
Was the wee guy at Barrowfield, did you ever get the wee guy that used to come into Barrowfield with the fake DVDs and that?
No.
Fake pornos?
No. You didn't
mile away. He was a mile away.
There was nothing better than freebies, where is
it? By the way, talking to the tellies and that, him and Andy Halliday on the Twitch, that chat was sickening, wasn't it?
That put us off a show.
I thought it was at a geek convention or something, man.
He totally bring the PlayStation backstage, didn't he?
What games do these players at? Call of Duty and that?
Kissy Catchy, I think it is.
Crash
Bandicoot, you said.
No, who was the
Graham
master?
Graham Alexander's got every cheat for Crash Bandicoot.
He knows every cheat code, that was it.
So do you and Andy play together on that?
No, I play with Boise. And obviously sometimes Andy plays with him. But yeah. I don't know what I mean, Andy. We better divide there, certain Rangers,
mate,
isn't
there? See, oh, Andy, right? he couldn't be the furthest away guy to play the PlayStation, eh?
He's meant to be a duo, because
well. He's meant to be the best ever at it.
Apparently he was like the top guy back in the day.
Boyce as well. Boyce was top 100 in FIFA in the world at one point.
Was he?
Liam Boyce was?
Aye, top 100. Aye. That was when he was at Wolfsburg. Or
wow.
Werder Bremen, the one, two, always get them mixed up.
Haas thought they were getting the number one FIFA player, didn't they? Bringing up with Liam Boyce.
By the way, can I just say, Andy gets a bit of a hard time at times for coming on here. But we need to give him credit. He's starting pre-season today, mate. Yes, he has not touched a drop of alcohol in the past since we started on Friday.
You have been a shambles here, mate. You had the whole crowd calling me Buffetti. Shite man, I was signing up yesterday. You didn't make any cakes yesterday, mate. He just sits there.
No.
He's torturing himself. He's past 4 days, isn't he?
By the way, I'll tell you that. He was unbelievable with my man's sister yesterday, Andy.
Was he?
Complete and utter gentleman.
Well, your sister, didn't he?
He left early.
Sister's looking all right, yeah?
Oh, that's shocking. That's shocking, isn't it?
She's looking good.
Your sister's signed by the way, she says I'm the best
in
photos.
My sister thinks he's the best.
But you said that she talks shite all the time.
She's not been feeling well for a while.
By the way, do you know who we should set up? 100%.
Aye.
Your sister and Capaldi.
I know.
That could be a thing, I think.
Do you think so?
Be the gingerest kids of all time,
isn't it? He's kind of lost in love, Lewis, isn't he?
Aye,
he's lost in love.
Aye, he needs a bird, doesn't he?
Your mum always on the side.
For all the love songs he sings, he's not got a bird.
His mum was always compelled to. There's my twin.
Wait, so I've been up with Capaldi Stoney and I'm asking her, so how you doing, twinny? And I'm like, I said, what you doing? I'm like, tell him, no, don't do that. And he brings me, he's the nice, like, obviously the soundest guy, but I'm like, that, I said to him, like, that was it was a joke. You look like each other. You're a 60-year-old woman. Do you know what I mean? And he is. Like, I was like, man, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
But he is his mum. Yesterday we went up to his house before we came here. She's got his pictures out of him playing for Scotland, and she's like, our Paul was the best player in that tournament. I'm telling you.
No, but then right,
I played the first game. Was shite and never played a game since.
I played 45 minutes the first game of the Euros, right? First bit, and then Dinny got one again. She's like, right, so she's pointed at the pictures like, there's the boy John Fleck. My Paul was much better than him.
Can you?
What is she talking about?
Can you remember the tournament of parting festival?
Oh my
when
god.
You fell out with Steve.
What happened?
That was a shock, wasn't it?
You tell it, Tony.
That was a shock, wasn't it?
You tell it.
Sleeney, we played did we get battered off Partick Thistle? We beat Airdrie.
That Resi team was a shambles.
Our Resi team was either unbelievable or terrible because we just used to go out all the time and just used to just never really knew what living like a professional was. But this was just before you hit the first team and played two games in 2 days, to be fair, which is unheard of. And battered Airdrie. And then we played Partick Thistle and I think it's safe to say none of us had a good game, did we?
No, so I hadn't slept two nights in a row. So I said to Stevie, I can't play today. I said, I'm shattered.
Why could you not sleep? Too horny?
Too pure horny.
Was it not one of your first games back for your injury? Was it not something to do with that? You were nervous about that?
I can't remember now, but I think it was something to do with that. And what was it then?
You played and you had a stinker. So did we all, right enough, but you and Stevie Friel was like, what's that? Sleeney, what's that kind of performance? What kind of? He was like, ah, Stevie, fuck off. You're a shambles, Baba, and you won't see me back on Monday. That's me, I'm done. It was maybe half time and you picked up your stuff and just left, didn't you?
He was gone.
Turned up Monday.
Ready, mate, when him and Danny were talking to.
And then, was he alright with you after it, though, Stevie?
No, I think I took a week off.
See, no. He
just takes a week off.
I couldn't face it. Because I'm one of the guys that you say you do something and then you turn your phone off and do what I see him, do you know what I mean?
No, yeah. Stevie said, I'll see you Monday, and you were like, you won't see me on Monday. And you turned up Monday.
Maybe you had something like that, do you know, big Rocco Quinn? Rocco's funny, mate. Rocco's got like quite a few quid in that, so he's not that bothered about football. I think he chucked it at like 28 or 29 or something. But he went out on loan to somebody, I can't remember who it was. And see, because he'd be playing first team football, he got brought back and he was back to the reserves, so he was raging, had the hump, couldn't be. He was just kind of, what am I doing here? So Wally McStay was the manager at the time. He came in, this was a Friday, Wally came in and we were all eating our lunch in the canteen. Wally comes in, he's like, hey, what's happening, lads? Hey, bit of bad news. You need to come in tomorrow to train. And we were like, what? He's like, I'm your like Saturday. He's like, the gaffer wants you in, lads. You need to come in. First team are going to be in, so we're going to be in. And Rocco just goes like that. Am I fuck coming in the morning? Saturday? No, I'll no be here.
What is that?
What? No, like, you will because you need to tell me that. I'll no fucking, you'll be here, but I'll no fucking be here. Next day, next sign of Rocco.
Who's
just chucked it.
That's quality.
Oh, that was so funny. We just sat here. I'm not be fucking you, amazing, man. How are people so bold, man?
Amazing.
Oh, so good. Right, back to the England game. So, what do we need to change? Do we need to go more defensive?
I think on the watching England against Croatia, they were very a bit like Scotland yesterday, where they kept the ball going back, and Croatia parked the two groups of four, and they made it difficult for England. I think if we can do that and see Shea Adams for me when he's up front. He came on yesterday at half time, and his first 5 minutes he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Brought the ball in, he got turned, he linked to other players. That's what we are needing against England. If we can keep the two banks of like a four and a five, and he's Shea Adams, and so when we get that out ball, if he's able to get a hold of it, maybe we could counter. So if we are going to counter.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Maybe we've got to need like pace on both flanks, and that maybe be the only
Fraser
change. Maybe Fraser, maybe
obviously Robson.
Because I think that, like, let's not beat about the bush. England defensively, in terms of Kyle Walker, I don't think I've ever seen anybody run past Kyle Walker. Yeah. He just seems to catch everybody. But we need to just frustrate the life out of England. I think we've got the key. They've got great individual players, Sterling, Mount. They can create things, but the longer the game goes on without creating something, I think the longer we've got a chance of staying in it. Because see a point. It might not sound ideal, but a point's massive.
It's
something, because it gives you an opportunity in that final game to go and get the three. Attacking, get the 3 points. If you don't qualify in four points, you're thinking, right, wait a minute.
And you don't want to get done 2 or 3 nil off England, and then you've already been done 2-0.
That's right.
That team yesterday would have been more suited to playing in England for me, no?
Yeah. Aye.
Which is hard now, because you're going to need to change.
Change something, because you need to freshen it up, don't you?
I think you'll game to change it.
They'll probably just go with McGregor for a Christie and
still
Armstrong.
Still no Gilmore, do you think, Tony? Nah?
I would go to three through the middle. I would just go kind of 5-4-1 and just one of the strikers. Nah,
who's your striker, Adams?
Only because Dyche started yesterday, I'd give Adams a chance now.
Yeah.
If Adams had started yesterday and we didn't win, I'd have probably changed it. And I'd probably just go kind of flat 5-4, and like you said, Croatia, just kill the space.
Aye.
Don't let Mount get on the ball, don't let Foden get on the ball, don't let Sterling just pray for a miracle, and that's what you need to do against these big teams.
Pray for a miracle, fuck.
You do?
That one's got to.
I think by playing Shea Adams, it stops the opportunity to go long to Dykes when we do get the ball, because I think that'll suit England. Whereas with Shea Adams, I think he'll find spaces where he'll be able to get it into his feet, and he's very good at holding it in tight spaces.
If we just kick it up to Dykes, mate, it's
just
going to
come straight back. Quicker
it goes up, quicker it goes back.
Mings will just.
We need to say as well, when you mentioned it, what about the bus, man? Unbelievable. Gary Holt drove it all the way for Livingston. Fair play.
We were in the back.
Never even stopped for a piss, mate.
The crowd are toxic with me, aren't they?
Mate, they loved you at first, and then there was a wee turn, wasn't there?
A wee turn. I think because they were like, stop talking or something. The big fans of Kev,
aren't they? I love Kev's.
I need to be on your side, favourite, mate.
That's why we don't speak. Because see, if you speak too much, they just don't like you in the end.
You better just don't sound quiet.
how important is Tierney coming back?
Do we know what's wrong with Tierney? Was it just a knock, or is he likely to
make... He was in his room the night before, so...
Aye, what was he up to?
Fingers are being pointed at him. Aye. What was he up to? What was he up to in that room? Supposedly you came out with your top off or something?
To be the chimp bit, wasn't it?
Can you get us inside info? Will he be back against England?
I'm not sure, but he is Scotland's best player, by far, isn't he? Like, I thought Robertson did it back last night. I thought
Robertson was good yesterday. I thought Hanley
was
very good.
Hanley was the best player yesterday.
Hanley was very good.
I tell everybody how fast he is, and people are no chance.
Mate, there was a point in the first half. I think it was the first half.
He sprinted back.
And he's rapid. Oh. One of the fastest centre backs I've played with.
See, once he gets that big head going, man.
By the way, Jink, you could get a wee call up to the squad after your head tennis performances.
You were good yesterday.
Did you beat somebody again?
How? He was horrific yesterday.
Could you play yesterday?
I was beating him 4-0.
He beat.
He came back and beat us 5-4.
Beat me 5-0, didn't you?
Aye.
I'm a professional footballer. And you...
But that, yeah.
Oh, you got whitewashed?
Whitewashed, mate, aye. And then they were booing me off the stage eventually, weren't they?
See, that's the thing. We genuinely believe that between the three of us, we could go around the clubs of Scotland and beat the best two players in each club.
Aye, probably.
We beat Johnson and Griffiths, didn't we?
Griffiths, and who was the other Celtic player?
Tierney, wasn't it? Tierney, but he never joined in. He was on commentary, wasn't he?
That's right.
Right, what a game we've got tonight. France v Germany, for me, game of the tournament so far. Yep. How much are you looking forward to it?
I think Germany could beat them. I've just seen France to win, but Germany are
big shout, Anthony. Based on what?
I've got Neuer and Rudiger in my fantasy team.
You still doing fantasy football?
So solid, mate, aye. 27.
He's playing PlayStations, Xboxes and fantasy
25,
football.
25, I mean, just so MD.
Still
trading
the stickles.
25.
He's still doing the stickles, aye.
Cards, I'm into the signed cards now, aye.
Aye. You stand at the training ground here and make you sign this.
Oh, by the way, they're my pet hate them. I tell them to do one and then everybody's like, a bit awkward about it. I'm telling them to do one. They just go on eBay and sell them.
They used to send you fan mail. We used to go into Sunderland and used to walk in, you'd like, tons of fan mail sent to you, and you read the first paragraph, "Hi mate, followed your career for forever, loved all the teams you played for," and I was like, mate, I've only played for Sunderland, what other teams did I play for?
We still get it, it's like, I'm such a big fan of you, and then you see four, five same letters round about, and you're like, what's that to say? I'm like, you're lying, mate.
I know.
Mate, I get stuff sent to Peterhead, but not for me, for yous, and Derek and Frank and that. I Frank delivering it. best team in the tournament for me, right, France.
But there's supposed to be unrest, isn't there?
I don't know who Giroud thinks he is.
I know. But
causing unrest.
I think he's just basically said, look, Killian, I'm way better looking than you, deal with it. And I think he's just not happy to deal with that.
Yeah.
But see, to be fair to the Germans, right, we're going to talk about France being very good. The Germans are always steady in every tournament they come to. There's no tournament they've never been into where they've no turned up and got close. And I think it'll be the same tonight. But
quote the number one ball sniffer, aren't they?
So they do. Is he still there, I think?
He's waving him a bit, wasn't he?
I know.
what's next for the Farton Army after the result yesterday? What's your dad got planned?
Was that, by the way, how wild was yesterday here? Mate, was the best day in the world, wasn't it?
The crowd were amazing.
Fair point, the crowd was unbelievable yesterday. See, if you're going to come here, that's the atmosphere we want for the crowd. You need to give something back, do you know what I mean?
The whole place was buzzing, the whole city was absolutely buzzing. Country was buzzing yesterday.
They got beat 2-0 and they were louder after the game than they were probably like at any other point. They were up singing that John McGinn song, must have got sung for about 10 minutes solid.
He is the number one.
He's the poster boy, isn't he?
I thought he was good yesterday.
He was good.
Second half.
Aye, John McGinn.
He was at least trying to do something.
You think, Tony, that's where you want a Gilmore or a McGinn. Bang it into him. Bang it in so you can get on the half turn. Do you know what I mean?
Adam Spindle, bang.
Bang it, goal.
Could Dykes have scored these chances?
Aye.
No.
What one?
First one, he's got across the...
He's got a good touch to defender's block. Like, defenders, if he hits it any closer to the goal,
the first one, definitely, but the second one, definitely.
You can release that now?
Aye, hammer it as hard as you can.
Again, it's a good save. Keeper just flicks his leg out. I think he's unlucky. Maybe somebody finishes, but I don't
know. Robertson needs to put his laces through.
He knew that one.
He probably will know that, but at the same time, had he got it inside the post?
I think just hit it low.
Aye, low.
Yeah, go low, mate, innit?
You could hear it. I was at the game and you could hear all the sheets clamouring.
Aye,
I went there yesterday.
How was it?
Good. The atmosphere was brilliant. It was 9,000, but it felt like...
What was the song? What song were they singing? No, what was it?
A friend, man.
We'll be coming. I like that one.
Aye, that was going high.
That's a good one.
The cameras picked you up in the thing? No, they actually did, didn't they?
What was he doing?
Everybody booed in here, didn't they?
Aye.
They came on the cameras.
Right. Booed me Saturday night as well, that's true.
We've said that supposedly Germany have had their troubles in the build up to this campaign.
Who's falling out in there?
Is that manager? He's
never falling out with each other.
Because he didn't pick, remember Müller and Neuer and all that?
Yeah.
So he's got a problem with him. They must.
Vacuum.
Is Müller back
is
in?
Still vacuum.
Vacuum law.
Yeah.
Is Müller back
Müller's
in?
Müller's back in.
Is he?
Because they didn't like the way he went about his business, didn't they?
Yeah, what was he doing?
You know what I mean? They're cleaner that way, they're fresher. So, no, listen, I think.
Did you not drop Müller because Müller kept trying to smell his fingers?
Aye.
He's getting annoyed, don't he?
Aye.
He says, this smells just for me.
Leave it for me only.
You can't handle it. Mbappe and Giroud all not play, but he's close to being the top scorer, isn't he, Giroud?
That's right, aye.
How's that happen?
Scored a double last one as well, didn't he? 0-0, was it? 2-0?
I don't think France have like a I don't think France have like a 40, 50, 60 goal striker in their history books.
I think they're a bit
like Scotland where it's like 40, 48, 49 goals
they've
is the
leading. Goals for everywhere, but hasn't he? Pogba always chips in, Griezmann.
Griezmann's their goal threat.
Giroud, Mbappe.
Benzema.
I think he's been hyped up too much for this tournament, though. I love him, but I just think there's too much pressure on him for being out and not being used to the team. And I think your Lukaku is not to get more goals than Benzema.
Your old dad's already knocked Benzema out of a European Championship. There you go. Nasri, Benzema, Ben Arfa, front three, France, bump.
Right.
Out you go.
Did you?
1-0 over France.
That's right.
Heroic.
That when you've got to final.
I actually haven't spoken about enough, innit, no?
Nah.
Why is the nation
never got a kick,
that?
Mate, Nasri? Played 10.
My brother-in-law played in that
he's
game
that
as well.
He's that stupid. What?
My brother-in-law played in that game as well, Big Jamie.
Big Jamie, so he did, that's right. And then we played Germany with Ozil, mate. Bump.
Did you beat them
stupid.
Catch
you. He's lost to Spain in the final, didn't he?
Spain.
Spain.
Who was in Spain, innit?
Who was in the Spain team?
Mata. Mata, Pique. Who was the other boy that was brilliant? Diego Capelli was a winger for Sevilla.
I could just imagine you talking to everybody.
I know.
Honestly, see him yesterday.
Right, come on the show.
His missus and her sister were slaughtering my extension, man. My bifold doors, weren't
they? I don't like your bifold. I don't like it.
Oh, they were coming for us,
he
man.
He said something like, oh, I love a wee pint with the sun and open my wee bifold doors and they two just bust out.
Oh, mate, they killed us, man.
But I don't think it was a bifold door. I think it was more the setting he painted.
Well, that's because the Slanes are obviously sitting on the harbour there looking over the whole of Glasgow. They've got proper bifold doors, so I can understand why.
His house is tremendous, mate.
Aye, it will be.
Mate, he's got a first-class eating establishment across the road. What is it, the Buttery?
Aye, Two Fat Ladies it's got.
Two Fat Ladies, aye. What is it, £9 for a wine at?
£9 for a wine, no thanks. Not for the Slanes at, innit?
How's that next to your house?
I know, it's mad, that, innit? They just put a pure posh restaurant right in the middle of
it. Is that an actual restaurant, the Buttery? I thought it was a bar.
There's people sitting outside it the other day.
That's superb.
Don't know why that's gone.
£9 a wine,
have you talking to... £9 a wine, mate.
That's...
Talking to two players that don't like each other, you ever had that in a dressing room?
Oh, you were talking about it the other day, remember?
I hate half of them, man. There's so many people I fell out with.
I was raging.
The brilliant one was you at Celtic. I'm not going to say it because I don't want
to. You didn't say who it was, but just say what happened.
So it was you and somebody else, and every day it was just like. It was because these two were like the.
Are both going to try and get in the first team?
First team, and then one had scored a world day, and you'd obviously scored your goal and stuff, and it was just. It was brilliant in training that, wasn't it?
Would you just smash each other? They wouldn't have passed each other?
I thought I'd pass them.
I was with the Resi, I can't remember seeing these two.
No, but it happens all the time. If somebody says something to me, I always say something back. I'm just not demanding, but like a striker, you want crosses in the box. If somebody doesn't put it in, you shout, and then sometimes it can get to a bit of a tiff. But there's been a couple I've...
What's the biggest one you've had, can you remember?
After a game, we played St Mirren at St Johnstone, and I won't name who it was. Just out of respect, I missed a penalty and I missed a sitter, but we won 2-0 and the sitter was bad, to be fair, but the pitch was bobbled and I had it. Craig Sampson saved the penalty, retired the next week. It was gutted, man. It was embarrassing. After the game I was buzzing because team won, don't care, missed a pen, don't care, we won. I think it was 2-0 and the guy said to me, don't know why you're buzzing. I said, what? He said, you missed a penalty. And I said, fuck off. I said, we just won the fucking game. And he said, son, I said, you can fuck off. I said, blah, blah, blah. I said, son, he went, show me. He said, son, a bit of respect, son. I said, respect? I said, you can fuck off. I said, fucking buzzing.
I even spoke to him. I was just laughing there.
No, did you end up on it?
No, so I said, you can fuck off. And he kind of stepped to me. And Alec Clellan walked in. I said, ick, out the way. I said, come on then. And I stood. And he kind of done that, and I went, aye, fuck off. I said, respect, you can fuck off, you're getting none of my respect. And X said, son, show him respect, he's older. And I said, respect. I kept saying, he can fuck off, go and fuck yourself. And I swear, but I was like, if he stepped to me, I was going to punch him. And came in the changing room, and I was like, out there, I said, don't fucking speak to me. I said, that's a fucking shambles. Obviously, I was fuming, because if I miss and we win, it's different. I'm not going to, if I score and we lose, buzz about, and that's not how I work. But Monday came up and he's like, I didn't mean it like that, and I didn't. And
so
I
was all forgotten of it? Or did you just not really see eye since that now?
Just not a big fan, to be honest, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't hate MD, don't dislike MD, but I'll give them the respect not to say their name, but I swear, another step he was on the floor.
I used to fight with guys at Kilmarnock all the time. I don't know what it was, I just... Like, see James, I'm not going to say his name because I don't really give a shit. James Fowler.
Yeah.
Honestly, I used to argue with him every day in training.
What about just...
See, I just didn't think he was very good and I just thought, who are you to be... I'll be honest about it, he might...
The worst ones are the chirpiest as well.
I just think, who are you to be telling us how to perform better when you're stinking? That's how I honestly thought. And remember big Neil Collins?
Yeah, big centre half.
So he came to Sunderland, great big guy. I couldn't say too much about Big Neil, but
American,
we were similar attitudes where we had an opinion. And he gave away the ball one day in training. I said, fucking hell, Neely, man, just keep it. He went, "Sharp, look at you, you're running about there towing a caravan." It was just like back and forth, back and forth. But it was like, we would never fight, it's not, but it just like, no, I always had, it was just an opinion.
Who was it, Gary Naismith told when I interviewed him? He said that I just went to Everton at the time. He says, we're playing an 11-a-side pitch. He said, obviously, Dunk was the man, but you'd never shout at Dunk. Aye. He says, I've got the ball at my feet and I've hit the ball at Ferguson and he's no control. He says, I don't know what I was thinking. And I went, oh, for fuck's sake, Dunk. And he says, it was an 11-a-side pitch. I'm left back, he's centre forward and the game's going on. And Ferguson's just like, looked at him and just started fucking hearing towards him. Yeah. I'm sure he told it on you, didn't he? He says, I was fucking... Oh, he's like, don't you ever talk to me like
that. Imagine Duncan Ferguson.
Oh, mate.
You just have to go and sorry, put the white flag
oh,
up.
Oh, that's horrible. Was it two robbers he led done it in his house? Right.
No, he didn't just let
it. Well, with Carney Telly and... Andy's way back to pre-season today.
He's got the bleep test this morning, hasn't he?
Oh, it's that feeling. When are you back?
Monday. That's not me, the boot test.
No.
That's not me.
Wait, what would you get in the boot test of it?
18.5 or something.
All right, is that, but there's different tests, isn't there? Uh-huh.
Aye, there's different, I think.
So you start at like level 9 or something?
Aye. Uh-huh. It's like 5 or 6 every one.
Right.
18.5's a clip.
Yeah.
Is it? Aye.
Aye, but
I remember that feeling in your stomach when you're driving back for...
What was your worst?
I did go down to Swindon, mate. I used to fly down and then you get the train. See that train from Bristol to Swindon, man, you'd be like, I am fucking... You're overweight, you know. You're
what was your worst first day back? Like in terms of what you did.
The canny was because I knew I was so fat, mate. He was like looking at me like you cannot be a footballer. And then we had to get on the scales, mate. I think I'd chew wrappers falling out my pockets, mate. When I stepped on the scales and he was like, oh, mamma mia. This guy, fucking 82 kilo.
I'd have loved to have seen you fat side back in the day.
90
kilos.
That's what I weigh, 90.
90 kilo, yeah. I'm doing 72 now, mate. I was like 82 then.
I was 19, 20. That was me, 90 kilo.
90 kilo?
Aye, then when I got to the end of my career, I was quite happy to be under 100.
What height are you?
6'3". Aye. I was one big, tall, skinny piece of shit when I was younger. But no, I used to come back, you know, the fat tests.
Yeah.
And somebody used to say to you, drink that apple cider vinegar the week before you go back. It strips the fat off
I'll
you.
I'll be doing that this week.
Yeah, no word of a lie, man. I remember the first day back pre-season, I'd get up early and do like 1,000 sit-ups in my room because I thought that would help your body.
No, help your body fat. Yes, a crap at. I see boys with flab all over them getting half the fat percentages of me and you're in good shape and you're thinking, how do I get to that? It's impossible. Yeah.
The best thing that ever happened to us when we were young kids was Gravison coming into the reserves. Because when you used to get your fat test done, like the woman would be doing your test, it doesn't matter, lad. Ronaldo's the fattest player in the world and he's the best player ever. That's what he'd shout me and then he'd just walk out. He was like, refused to get his body back then. Do you hate pre-season, everyone?
I used to enjoy it.
What?
I did actually.
Well, just getting a good nick.
You just felt. See, when you got to that point where you started playing the games, and you could bust 90 minutes out and you weren't even breathing out your arse, I loved that. But see the.
Still not got there, yeah.
Pretty sure. See some of the things you did. Like, we had a first day back where we did the bleep test in the morning, and obviously your legs are then full of lactic acid, you're struggling. And then the afternoon it was 12 like 200s and 12 100s and 12 400s, it was ridiculous. And then you came back at night time to do like a gym session.
What?
And it was like, that was Coventry. That was 3 times a day, every day for about 2 weeks.
The worst feeling's when you come back in for the first session knowing that you've got an afternoon. I hate that feeling. You're sitting about for a couple of hours.
No matter how many massages you get or how many ice baths you get, your legs are feeling like tree trunks constantly. Yeah.
Who's the worst that you've had? We've never asked you on this. Worst pre-season, who's the hardest? What like abroad actually? Is it tougher? Is it a bit more technical?
Calm, doing nothing, no running when you're abroad. Nothing. Last year, 2 years ago when I was at CSK Sofia, we set up cones at the corner of every, like, 11-a-side pitch.
Yeah.
And you would like jink through cones and then jog over to the next one, then do 2 sprints and then jog to the next one, then do maybe a 50-yard running back and then jog it. And that was it for 4 minutes and that was you.
So we need to go, innit?
Brilliant.
Were you we've never asked you either. Were you bad at pre-season or good?
Unbelievable pre-season.
You're all right.
Were you fit,
like a
fit
guy?
I'm a shit. It was my quite game. So professional, so fit. But then as soon as it came colder weather, just wasn't interested, mate. Ah.
Colder weather?
I just see if I like to see the summer.
Why?
I was mad, mate. I was going to ask anybody, but it's nobody can actually ask. But when I played, I was unreal at the... I don't know what it was. It was just sunny and all that. It was just amazing. And then...
It started raining,
but she's getting into like... Just say August, October, and I was just going there.
You just like the tan and that different colour?
I don't know what it is, mate.
Were you in the Germany trip? We came back early. The group that came early, because the Euro boys were coming back.
Maybe.
Me, Daniel Fisher, Babui, Were you one of them?
That was the group I was in, but I don't know if it was.
Nah, I can remember.
What happened?
Nah, I used to be terrible going away. I think you know that. I used to hate going away abroad, like pre-season trips.
What, homesick?
Aye, bad, mate.
What?
Like, just with football, like, just bad. And I remember we went on a pre-season trip once. And
in fact, that's what you were saying in that dressing room the other night, when I'm homesick.
I don't mind seeing
what I got here.
See, and boys were coming back for the Euros, and I get windy. Like, boys were like, getting sent home after a week. This was when I was 18. This just shows I wasn't even a first team player yet. And I was missing home that much that I made sure I was wanting them to get back in there. I was
wild at that.
I was playing with boys like Samaras and Lewis Stig, Scott Brown, and that. And the only thing I could think of was getting back to my own bed, man.
I'll tell you, wild, this guy will get back into Scotland.
You think?
100%.
Is that the aim, Tony?
Nah.
Did you set yourself like targets now?
Nah, 27.
I'm still young.
Nah, I'm happy playing football, mate. I had a good season last year. Played probably
the thing
most
is, like, I would say, like, sorry to interrupt you, I would say that, like, I played for Scotland at 21, 22, before I'd even actually played for first team, like, Sunderland. And then I went away and had a, like, Coventry and bit of a bad injuries. I still got called up again, like, at 28, mm-hmm. and then, like, there even later than that, I get called up at Kilmarnock, I get called up at Hearts because I was scoring goals.
Aye.
So, like, don't ever think that because you're Tony Watt that's remembered for scoring a goal against Barcelona, and that was in your younger years, you go next year and score 15, 20 goals in the Premier League,
no,
and say Kevin Nisbet's form dips or somebody else's dips, why you know?
No, I've been called up three or four times, I've been in the squads, but it's good to obviously get recognition, but it's the happiest I've been. Most settled I've been, most professional I've been for a while, and I think it's the first time I've played like 25 games in a row. So
do you enjoy Motherwell as a club? Do you think you found a place that you're quite calm and settled?
Unbelievable.
You said that that night, didn't you?
The way they treat you is unbelievable.
See, that's what I find when I went to Kilmarnock, and especially at Hearts, I just thought, oh God, I can just really just relax and concentrate on the football here.
This is different. This is the first time I've ever been. You feel like a different animal. Like, my consistency levels last year were high because I was just, everybody was pushing in the right direction behind me rather than at clubs. It's maybe.
And what do you mean, just people about the club in that?
Burrows, the managers, the players, all the support. Everybody gets looked after from the top to the bottom. It's not, you go into your work every day and you're proud to, that sounds a bit soppy, but you're proud to be there. The money's not anywhere near anything I've been on in my career, but it makes up for.
That's how I used to describe it. I think from what I earned at Coventry and Sunderland, to what I got at Kilmarnock and Hearts.
Aye.
And see, when you realise, as you get a wee bit older as well, it's not about the money.
Happiness.
See, being able to go out there on a Saturday and play well, score a goal and be the kind of hero for a day, it's an amazing feeling. And then see, next week when you hear a bad game, the fans don't treat you as bad as what you were if you were playing bad every week.
I never scored a lot last season. I think I got seven goals, nine assists. I'll float my tire.
Stick the assists in there.
But
16 goals.
Every game, it was all positive feedback. It was all everybody was buzzing, shaking your hand, buzzing off you. Because they know if you work hard, that's enough. And the rest of it comes. But see, if you actually go out and give your all, and it makes you want to just run through a brick wall for them because the way they treat you.
Yeah.
Aye. Excellent.
But you were at, I said you were not a lot at Killy and Hearts, but you're not getting a brown envelope for the jet?
I had something else in it, Simon, you know that.
Did you text him yesterday?
I texted yesterday.
By the way, that text message is unbelievable.
They've actually sent Jim Jeffries a message. Because I lost the forfeit, they sent Jim Jeffries a message saying...
No, I don't think we can say what
we
said.
No, we can't say
it. But mate, again, as the first time I've seen you do that, when your mum was getting sent to see when that text got sent to you, I looked at your face, mate, and you actual whitey did.
Chocolate.
He must have picked up that text message and thought, what the fuck?
Mate, that's
five. It was Andy that sent it to me. It was a belter.
Is that five messages in a row now? It's that just horrific, isn't it?
We'll keep them for the live show.
I started googling when we finished the show. How do you delete a sent message?
All these shows, mate. Honestly,
they're dangerous. Right, your decision. Slaney, do you know how many you got? Right, you've been keeping up to date.
I think you got a few or something.
Did I, mate? I don't know.
3 out of 5, you got, mate.
Decent.
It's not bad, that.
So that means you got 4 out of 10 for round two.
What about O'Hara? Yeah.
What did O'Hara get?
What about O'Hara's tweet yesterday?
No, he's a little twat, isn't he?
A little slug.
Little slug. Fair, he loves it, doesn't he?
He's a good guy.
He'd be fat mini Triple H.
He used to get called meatball head, si, eh? Anytime I played against him at Cardiff for that, well, the balls used to go up by and go, shut up, meatball head.
That's going to be the clip, and he's getting tagged in it. Round 3 is now open, and there's £1,000 to be won. Enter by 8 p.m. Tuesday. You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for a chance to win big money. Do you know the next bit? Do you want to say it? Do you want me to say it?
You're good at that.
Can you remember? It's a simple yes or no game. A cash prize will be won in the second round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of
£10.
Well done. Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to not G-Spot,
gsport.com/open goal
to play. Tony, what a performance.
I've been brilliant,
Well done, mate.
Thanks, sir.